In footsteps true, we strive each day. In footsteps true, we strive each day to walk in the path of Imam Ahmad Raza's way. Ahmad Raza.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The best of creation, the most beautiful creation, the leader of all civilization, mashallah, the light and the lantern for all the worlds, none other than the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallama, has mentioned many times in his blessed ahadith and mubarakah that if such and such individual recites such and such this many times durood, he will attain such and such blessings. One narration states, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama has said that the one who recites durood upon me with the condition he does it with full focus, with his heart in the morning, with sincerity, and three times in the night, his sins for that day and night will be forgiven. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Today, alhamdulillah, we will just touch onto the beginning of the blessed life of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman. Subhanallah. And before we start, inshallah, and we talk about his blessed birth, the dates, etc., let's make intention. We always make an intention to please Allah. I will deliver for the sake of Allah. You will listen for the sake of Allah. We will try not to use our mobile phones while listening. We will try to pass on the message, whatever we learn. And regarding Ala Hazrat, mashallah, we will try to follow his blessed footsteps. But we will put ourselves in the blessed footsteps of Ala Hazrat, i.e., whatever we learn regarding his blessed life, we should think, am I doing this? Am I in the same boat? Am I in the same situation? Inshallah, azawajallah, with this mindset going forward, that I'm going to think about the blessed footsteps of Ala Hazrat. Am I in those same footsteps? Am I close to the deen like them? Am I doing what they do? Am I part of the God-fearing? Am I pious? Am I a faqih like him? Am I doing the same things? Are my children and dear children of Islam? It's very important you listen. The things I will mention regarding Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, you should have targets like this. If you don't have targets like this, or you think to yourself, I can't do this, you shouldn't let it go and give up and say that Imam Ahmad Raza Khan was like this, I can't do this. No, that's not the case. You should do dua to Allah, Ya Allah, grant us some drops of the jazbah and the mashallah passion, the love that say the Imam Ahmad Raza Khan had for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the way he had for his studies, the way he had for the Quran. Ya Allah, grant us some droplets like this so that we too can become hafiz, we too can learn the Quran like this in this many days. We should set targets, mashallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, the son of Allama Naqi Ali Khan bin Allama Raza Ali Khan, mashallah, a resident of Bareilly Sharif, he entered into this world on a Saturday, and the English date, 14th of June, 1856. Allahu Akbar. It's also mentioned that on one of the nights when Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu was in the blessed womb of his mother, the father, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan, he saw a dream of Ala Hazrat that he couldn't really explain. He didn't want to speak. And when he shared this dream, the contents of this dream, to his own father, Maulana Raza Ali Khan, who is the grandfather of Ala Hazrat, he said that, mashallah, the summary, the child that will be born in this household will be a huge scholar of Islam. He will do great works of deen, and his name will be far and wide in all four corners of the world. Subhanallah. We know this is true. Just look at today. Every Sunni masjid you go to around the world, every mashallah, especially in the Fazan-e-Madina, subhanallah, around the world of Dawat Islami, after every Jummah, What does every scholar, Sunni scholar, Imam, what do they read? Mustafa Jane Rahmat pe laqo salam. Mustafa Shama'i Bazme Hidayat pe laqo salam. Who wrote this? This was Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. So his name, his poetry, his love for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his works, his mashallah, his hard works, his scholarism has reached all four corners of the world. Subhanallah. So this was just regarding the birth and before the birth of Ala Hazrat, subhanallah. It's also mentioned that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, later when he, mashallah, grew up, he derived the letters of the following verse and added up the numerical value of his year of birth, i.e., أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أولئك كتب في قلوبهم الإيمان وأيدهم بروح منه. And this is the numerical value of all these letters equaling to the year of the birth of mashallah Ala Hazrat. Alhamdulillah. It has also been mentioned, praise be to Allah, if my heart had to be split into two parts, two pieces, then by Allah, I swear by Allah, he takes an oath on Allah, that on one part of my heart, you will find inscribed, La ilaha illallah, and on the other part of my heart, you will find Muhammadur Rasulullah, subhanallah. He further said, praise be to Allah, I have been blessed with victory over every misguidance. Allah Almighty has blessed me with assistance through pure spirit. And may Allah Azza wa Jalla allow this too to be fulfilled. Subhanallah. He then said that these are all the blessings of my grandfather. It is in the Holy Quran regarding the incident of Sayyidina Khizr alayhi salam, of the two orphans who used to live in the house. The wall was broken down and Sayyidina Khizr was instructed to rebuild this wall. And Ala Hazrat explains that, you know, when Sayyidina Khizr rebuilt this wall for the two individuals regarding Sayyidina Musa, Sayyidina Khizr, when they were traveling together, is a very famous narration. And the wall Sayyidina Khizr alayhi salam built up, it was for one of the forefathers who was a pious individual who left some treasure for his children. Regarding this, it's mentioned that, mashallah, this wasn't the father, the direct father, it was many fathers above who Sayyidina Khizr was referring to when he said one of the forefathers of these two young boys, these two individuals who was pious. Allahu Akbar. So what is Ala Hazrat teaching me and you? When we talked about in the previous episodes, the father who was listening, the grandfather who is listening, what kind of role models are we? Our children love us and they will follow us. If today we pick up cigarettes, they will smoke. Today we pick up drugs, they will do drugs and buy and sell them. Today, if we pick up phones, they will do the same. But if me and you today, like Maulana Raza Ali Khan, the grandfather of Al Hazrat, if we pick up the Quran, tomorrow our children and our children's children will pick up the Quran. If we pick up the books in which there is the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tomorrow our children and their children's children, they will also pick up and recite Salawat upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Today, if me and you go to Jummah Salah, if we recite Mustafa Jane Rahmat Pe Laqo Salam, Shama'i Bazme Hidayat Pe Laqo Salam, we tie our hands and we cry in the love of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam while sending Salawat upon him. Tomorrow, our children and our grandchildren will do the same. Ala Hazrat here said, this is all the barakat, these are all the blessings. Whatever I have is because of my grandfather. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It's also mentioned, mashallah, that when Ala Hazrat was just a child, he approximately finished the Holy Quran at the age of 4 years old. Subhanallah. Today, what are our youth doing? Does your child know how to turn the phone on? Does your child know how to put on games on the mobile app? Does he know how to go on YouTube? Nowadays, 1, 2, or 3 years old, and I'm not exaggerating, I've seen kids, they were able to turn YouTube on and off. They know how to turn YouTube on. If somebody calls on the phone, they know how to turn the button off. They know how to send it to a missed call. They know how to reject the call. And they have little fingers, they can't pick up the phones. Our kids, they're scrolling on the screens, They're going through all the apps. They're unlocking the phone first, rejecting the calls if anybody calls while doing all of this, and scrolling through all the apps, finding YouTube and playing their songs. Allahu Akbar. Gosh, I just wish they could do everything like this, but open the Holy Quran on the phone. Wish they open up something regarding the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Durood Sharif, the 99 names of Allah. I wish they could open up on YouTube the recitation of the Holy Quran. Gosh, they could look at the cartoons of Mashallah Dawat Islami, Ghani's Fatima, Subhanallah. We need to make an effort. If we're watching football, cricket, movies, dramas, our kids are going to do the same. They're putting on songs in the house every single day. They're going to do the same. The life of Ala Hazrat, Allahu Akbar, at the age of 4, he finished the Holy Quran. I want to mention a beautiful narration I have in front of me, that there used to be a majzoob at the time of Ala Hazrat. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat was a young child. And he says, whoever basically went to visit this old person, this man, this majzoob, this friend of Allah, who is in a deep spiritual state, they would have to listen to at least 50 harsh words before they could speak to him. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says, I had a desire to present myself in his court. And it was the request of my father, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan, that I should not go anywhere without taking someone with me. However, one night, I presented myself alone before this majzoob. I went and I sat on the ground. He said that this majzoob, he was seated on a bed in his room. I just went and I sat next to him. He looked at me very carefully for about 15 to 20 minutes. Never said anything. Allahu Akbar. Normally, when people went to this majzoob, he'd say very harsh words. You can imagine. He'd shout, scream. But when Ala Hazrat went to him, Ala Hazrat was sitting on the ground. This majzoob was sitting on the bed. He was just staring at Ala Hazrat. And this was 11 o'clock in the night. Finally, Ala Hazrat mentions, the majzoob says, who are you to Maulana Raza Ali Khan? Meaning he mentioned the name of Ala Hazrat's grandfather. Sayyidina Ala Hazrat said, he's my grandfather. He sprung up off his bed without any arrogance, without any attitude, took Sayyidi Ala Hazrat from the hand and pointed towards the bed and said, you sit here. Subhanallah. He made him sit in his own position. And then he said, did you come for a case? Is there anything I can help you with? Subhanallah. The tone changed from 0 to 100. Allahu Akbar. There is a case. We often mention our case to the people of Tawizat about 20 times. But Ala Hazrat, he says, there is a case. But that's not what I came to you for. I came for dua-i maghfirat. For you to do dua for me, that Allah forgives me. Allahu Akbar. For almost half an hour, dear viewers of Madhi Inshallah, this majzoob who Ala Hazrat came to visit, for half an hour he continuously said, Allah bless you, Allah bless you, Allah bless you. Allah have mercy on you. Allah have mercy, Allah have mercy. After this, mashallah, the middle brother, Hazrat Alama Hassan Raza Khan, the brother of Ala Hazrat, he came to the same majzoob for an issue. So by himself, he asked, have you come in connection with a case? He said, yes. He replied by saying, say to Maulvi Sahib, it is also mentioned in the Holy Quran, Nasrum Milallahi wa Fathun Qareeb. Allah's divine help and victory is soon to come. Subhanallah. The following day, it's mentioned that whatever the brother of Sayyidina Ala Hazrat came for, Alhamdulillah, straight away, the case was resolved. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, in the next episode, just like this episode, we are going to talk further about the blessed childhood. Normally people say Ala Hazrat finished the Quran at the age of 4 and he became a mufti at this age. No, we're going to go into the details. We're going to go into the depths. This is a few narrations regarding Ala Hazrat. Yes, we have learned that he finished the Holy Quran, mashallah, at the age of 4. Gosh, the kids who know how to scroll on the screens, the 1 or 2 year olds who know how to cancel and reject the calls, go onto YouTube and look at these movies and dramas and these shows for kids. Gosh, they could do this and open the Holy Quran. Gosh, they could look at the cartoons of Dawat Islami. I wish this was the case, but it's not, dear viewers of Madhi channels and respected elders. Inshallah, in the next episode, we're going to go deeper into the fasting of Ala Hazrat. We're going to go deeper into how he learned the Quran, how he became a Hafiz, and at what age did he acquire certain sciences. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم.
In footsteps true, we strive each day. In footsteps true, we strive each day. To walk in the path of Imam Ahmad Raza's way. Ahmad Raza's way.